Time now for your comments. Several of you thanked us for our hidden kitchen story about Georgia Gilmore. She's the cook in Montgomery, Alabama, who helped fuel the civil rights movement from her backdoor restaurant. Listener Ellen Gerardo of Salisbury, Maryland writes, I grew up in the South, and this story drew me back to a childhood filled with strong women of all colors who let precious little stand between themselves and their goals. She continues, my mother, who campaigned to reopen the public library when it was closed in order to keep blacks out, was called a handmaiden of the Communist Party by the local paper. She and Gilmore were sisters under the skin, and I'm proud to be their daughter.
There was a range of reaction to our series about the two Marines badly injured in Iraq. Part three of that series is on today's program. And after hearing part one earlier in the week, Jennifer Kembas of San Juan Capistrano, California, wrote this. These men embody all that is good and true in the craziness of war, protecting your men at all costs, being on the front lines no matter your rank. And Rich Rosetto of Chillicothe, Illinois, adds, this type of hero story is what has been lacking in your coverage. Every day we hear the depressing stories of soldiers dying and of military mistakes. It's about time someone gives an uplifting account.
Jim Silva of Lompoc, California, heard it differently. He writes that the report's misplaced admiration for hardened warriors is just the kind of reporting that feeds our addiction to war.
On another story, listeners wrote in to wish Rachel Sidoris good luck in the Iditarod, the 1,100-mile sled race in Alaska. Sidoris is legally blind and is guiding her team of Huskies with the help of a fellow musher who's ahead of her on the trail and is calling out directions. Doug Finner, an amateur musher from Alexandria, New Hampshire, wishes Sidoris and her dogs a safe trip, but adds that she is, quote, putting her team at risk. He writes, they trust her and will put themselves in her care, much as children do when they put their lives in the hands of a school bus driver. Would you, he asks, allow a blind person to drive your children to school?
And Jenna Shaw of Dayton, Ohio adds, not everyone holds a high opinion of the race itself. The Iditarod is considered by many to be a cruel sport that should be banned. Both the treatment of the dogs and the historical significance of the race are legitimate controversies. I hope you'll consider a future story on what goes on behind the scenes of this race.
We have a correction this morning to our report about proposed budget cuts at the space agency NASA. That report mentioned a contract for a new White House helicopter and said that Boeing won the contract. Nope, it was Lockheed Martin. The helicopter is expected to roll off the assembly line in 2009.
Finally, earlier this week, we ran this parody about Social Security.
When I get older, losing my hair, will you still be around? Will you be invested in a private account? Have I got something to worry about?
We took the time to name the authors of these lyrics, but a few of you noted we forgot to credit the original composers. John and Paul, we may have forgotten you for a moment, but we still need you.
Will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine.
Send us a postcard, drop us a line, stating point of view. Write to morning at npr.org. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.
Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your answer, fill in a form. Mine forevermore. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me?
This is NPR News.